Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The information provided in this podcast episode is for entertainment purposes and is not medical advice. If you have any questions about your health, contact a medical professional. This content is strictly the opinions of Lucas Owen and is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The references, claims, and scientific information linked to any products are only applicable to those listeners who are based in the US. If you are outside the US, this information does not apply to you. It is not intended to provide medical advice or to take the place of medical advice or treatment from a personal physician. All viewers of this content are advised to consult with their doctors or qualified health professionals regarding specific health questions. Thank you for listening to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas Owen. I uncover the most cutting-edge health information on the planet, ranging from hormones, nutrition, supplementation, fat loss, biohacking, longevity, wellness, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today, I have a special guest joining me on the show. We have Sandor Earle. Sandor, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, mate. It's an honor to be here. I'm looking forward to chopping it up with you. I must say, your tan looks very good, so we might have to go into your protocol for that beautiful complexion that you've got.
Oh, geez. You're the third person who's commented on my tan in the last few days. I think it's... The secret is the sun. That's the secret. Yeah, there's no melanotan or any peptides or any none of that. But I am familiar with those compounds, and you know, I've spoken about them in depth. But before we get into the chat, Sandor, maybe let my listeners know a little bit about yourself, who you are, what your mission is, and yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, mate, I appreciate it. So I'm a former professional athlete, rugby league. My actual last club was the Melbourne Storm, so I spent a bit of time down there, which was an amazing experience. Rugby league was all I knew in terms of it was a goal from a young age. And it's given me so much, but I suppose the biggest thing that I've taken away is probably the resilience and mental strength. It was by no means the fairy tale journey. I went through some ups and downs, but that roller coaster has given me a lot of reflection and a lot of relatability for what I'm doing right now. So off the back of my rugby league career, I was grateful enough to transition to become a partner in a new fitness franchise, which is Air Locker Training. So what we do is we simulate high altitude environment in a group training space. So we've taken a very powerful tool and training environment that was really only available to high performance athletes or high performance centers. And now we've brought this to the mass market. So it's a very cool experience. It's something that I've been involved with coming on 4 years now. And that journey as a franchisor, I'm very grateful for the platform that I have. And you spoke about what my mission and values are. Something that I'm really passionate about is having an impact on other people. And, you know, we're all aligned in that respect. And for me, the mindset piece is a really strong point. So I really reflect and relate on all the things that I've been through, taking those experiences, and by no means am I a guru, but I've gratefully been exposed to a lot of things. So it's given me a really diverse perspective, and I'm really passionate about the group training space because you can have all sorts of different people, young, old, big, small, introverted, extroverted, male, female, and you can bring them into a space where you can make them feel safe, comfortable, they can be vulnerable, express themselves, and through a greeting and through an experience and through that one-on-one coaching, you can not only get amazing results, but you can shift their perspective. So for me, I've got this great platform, and platforms like this is another way that we can make an impact and scale to as many people as possible. So that's the journey that I'm on through the powerful platform of Altitude. And my own personal mission is to just impact others as much as I can and hopefully shift their perspective and mindset so they too can be the best version of themselves.
Yeah, man. I mean, I definitely resonate with a lot of what you're saying there, and it's definitely inspiring. Hopefully those listening in will gain a lot from our discussion today. And I mean, you've pioneered a lot, man. Like, I mean, you've done so much in such a short period of time, and you're definitely a leader in that regard, and you've been relentless with your discipline. So maybe just talk us through like some of the challenges you've faced over the years in terms of like, you know, maintaining high levels of energy, perhaps like, you know, setbacks and things of that nature.
Yeah, well, often I refer to it, Lucas, as the roller coaster. And one key point that I want to make off the back of sharing my journey is I've been through some adversities, which are key milestones. It started at a young age. I experienced my first major injury, which was a knee reconstruction at 17. Along that journey, I had a double shoulder reconstruction. Unfortunately, and a lot of the Melbourne listeners will understand this, Stephen Dank, the sports scientist that was involved with Essendon, was also involved at my club personally when I was injured. And unfortunately, I received a four-year ban. Well, fortunately or unfortunately, we'll touch on that, received a four-year ban. But what that did was it forced me into other areas of life, travel, business. And what it really did was through those experiences, going overseas and meeting a lot of different people, I was able to break out that bubble, which was essentially my persona and identity, Shandor Earl, the rugby league player. And I guess the ego was crucified a little bit, which was definitely a positive thing, but you kind of realize how insignificant you are. But I think the best thing that came from it was I was able to be the true expression of myself. So that was an amazing journey. And I returned after 5 or 6 years with an unfortunate second ACL reconstruction at the Melbourne Storm, but returned and was a part of an amazing culture. Now, the reason I relate back to that, Lucas, is because when I look back in hindsight, and you may be able to relate to this yourself, I'm grateful that I've exposed myself to a lot of different things, a lot of challenges, a lot of risks, with the outcome that could be perceived as, well, what's going to happen? Am I going to win? Am I going to fail? One of the key takeaways for me in reflection to everything that I've been through, that roller coaster journey, is if I look back at all of the negative or bad situations, and those injuries and a four-year suspension certainly could be perceived as negative or bad. Now, if I look back at those, and even in business now, the position that I'm in, it's constant challenge, constant growth. If I look back on all these situations and I think, well, what happened after this? Because the injury at 17, I was 69 kilos and I came back the following year at 83 kilos, completely changed me as a player and my body physically. If I look back at the suspension, well, I started 3 businesses. I traveled the world. I went through some really personal self-development and growth. The second injury, you know, I was let go from a club and then followed that, had the best year of my career. And at the Melbourne Storm, obviously coming back, it was a cultural experience that has completely changed my perspective on leadership and has set me up for the rest of my life. Now, if I look back on all of these negative or bad situations, they were followed by a one of a few things. Either I found my greatest pivot and solution, I learned my greatest lesson, or I had my greatest growth. So if I look back on these negative or bad situations and that was the outcome, how could I look back and perceive anything as negative or bad? Honestly. And I encourage, you know, maybe you're self-reflecting at the moment, but I encourage everyone to look back and think about all of these adversities or negative or bad situations and think about what came from that. So for me now, gratefully, after all those experiences and exposure that I've had, I have in some ways developed a bit of a fearless mentality because I know the outcome will either be I'll win and I'll succeed, great, or I will learn, find a better solution, grow personally. So what do I really have to fear? And with that mindset, that only has to make sense to me. I can now go into any situation, environment, or challenge knowing that those are going to be the outcomes. So it's a very powerful perspective to have, and it's one that we can all have if we just do a little bit of reflection on some of these negative or bad situations and are very aware of how we perceive things. So, yeah, I've been through a roller coaster, but those adversities and experiences have set me up for now who I am and everything that I want to achieve. So I think it's just really shifting our perception on certain things is definitely important, but then it's also being willing to expose ourselves and challenge ourselves and take some risks, knowing that if those are the two outcomes and options, what do I really have to worry about?
Yeah, I love that. I mean, this is pretty much in line with what we try to advise entrepreneurs, right? Like those that are wanting to start their own business, which you have started numerous businesses over the years. And speaking to myself, I mean, you know, that resonates strongly with what I've done with my own career, particularly with like content creation and social media. I used to, you know, when you spend hours and hours and hours creating one post and then you see it just not perform well, instead of just being bogged down and depressed and sad and just like whinging about it, I would just be like, all right, that post didn't perform well. Why? And yes, learn from it and then adapt and evolve and become stronger and better. And I think this is a critical message for young men these days, particularly because that's majority of the clients that I work with. And I know, you know, that, you know, I'm promoting content that's more geared towards like male optimization and making men stronger. Because the reality is, Sandor, I mean, you've seen this as well. You just got back from like a men's retainer sort of workshop sort of situation. And, you know, they were discussing things around like mental toughness, resilience and strength and things like that. But the reality is men these days are just not as adaptive, resilient and confident. And like, why do you think that might be the case these days with a number of men?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're crippled by the perception of other people, unfortunately. And I think some of the definitions that you spoke about being strong and being a man have transformed into something that just doesn't serve us, unfortunately. And we spoke about this offline. My greatest asset is self-awareness. And self-awareness is built through self-reflection. And you spoke about that cycle, which is probably the T's and C's to what I said, is it's okay to fail, but off the back of that failure, or it, content's a great example, we need to go through a process of, well, why did that happen? And what can I learn from this? What do I need to learn, ask the questions, and then put this into action? And that's a constant growth cycle. And if we're in that growth cycle with a growth mindset, we're only going one way, and that's progression. And we're not chasing perfection. Content's a great example. I have recently adopted the mindset of like, don't let great get in the way of good.
Yeah.
You know, get some volume out there. Just try things. Get the reps. Everything's reps. And I often speak to other coaches, Lucas, especially in the space that I'm in with the boutique fitness space. And on the front end, if you come into a new environment or a new challenge, it can be perceived as like quite overwhelming and tough and challenging. But at one point, we were all really good at something. Like Lucas, before you got into content, before the journey of what you do now and supporting men and in the nootropic space, this would have been all uncharted territory for you. But in your life, there would have been something that, you know, Lucas was really good at. And you go back to when you started that, I bet you were pretty shit. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, for sure, for sure.
It's reps. You got to just, and having an acceptance of these things, I think, is control, and it's empowering. But to your point, brother, when it comes down to males, I think reflecting on my own personal journey, I understand the power that I have. And if I can express vulnerability around other males, be it my friends or coaches, I feel like I give them a license to do the same. So any male who is on a journey of self-development and self-discovery, which I strongly encourage everyone to embark on, the moment that you start to build that self-awareness, I strongly encourage you to share that gift with others and try and unlock everyone else's ability to express vulnerability and to express themselves and be willing to put themselves in a position where not only they could fail, but they could be perceived by others, you know, in a way that doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah. And also, I mean, we said this off air before around that vulnerability aspect, which you just alluded to, Sandor, is shields down. So this is the analogy that I like to use, like men that are constantly putting up their shield and not actually showing their true facade is like, well, now let's create a space, an open community where men can put their shields down, be open up the space for then other people other men to like engage and openly communicate how they've been feeling. And then also trying to normalize some of the aspects of like what they would perceive as like negative thinking or like false limiting beliefs. I mean, what I've learned over the years is that even some of the, I would say like toxic / like negative thoughts that I've had, I've quickly learned to realize that like, dude, I'm just like a lot of other guys. They also have the same thoughts. This is not abnormal. Like this is considered pretty typical and standard. So I think one aspect of what we're both doing really well is like opening up that discussion, enabling men to come forward, to become better versions of themselves. And really, I know the main focus is the education. Like you've alluded to, two of your biggest strengths are self-awareness and self-reflection. I mean, that is the pinnacle of biohacking, right? Like this is probably one of the reasons why you love biohacking so much, is because you were already doing it like 5-6 years ago, right?
Yeah. It's true. You know, I think one of the great points to make here is as well, Lucas, I engaged with you, you know, last year for some personal coaching, to be a part of the Limitless course. And just in that moment, let's talk about that, because there's men out there, there's coaches out there who might have some sort of fear or inhibition to reach out to someone for help or to be better. Now, I would be perceived as a coach, someone who has knowledge, someone who is already putting some of these into practice, but I wanted to be better. I wanted to know more. So a coach or someone who has a perception of expertise, I'm reaching out to another coach because I want to evolve. I want to grow and I want to surround myself with people who have knowledge that I don't. Never do I want to be in a space where I think I know everything.
Exactly.
You know, or I put it some cap or limiting belief, and out of fear, especially, I don't want to avoid seeking more information, asking for help. And you know, what we did in particular was the heavy focus on blood work and nootropics. And although I might be involved in the space, you alluded to it, but I'm so obsessed with the blood work because it's data. It doesn't lie. And you can go on thinking you're healthy and you're doing these things, but why not engage in a higher level that it's black and white. It's very simple. So you can actually look, and that's why I love blood work so much. There's no lies. There's no hiding from the data. So what you're doing can actually be tracked and referenced through your blood panel, and you can make improvements. And, you know, seeking out that information about whether it's a protocol or a routine that I may or may not have had in place, I wanted to see if I could optimize, especially my productivity, focus, and energy levels. And that was a big focus for me when we were discussing the different nootropics that I could incorporate. And I'm so glad I did that. But for anyone else out there who's maybe inhibited by these beliefs or worried about how they'll be perceived or judged, put yourself in these situations, engage with a coach, look at your blood work, get around good people, because you are going to be a product of your environment.
Man, I mean, a few things definitely came up there. I mean, number one would be, you mentioned the fact that we should be looking at coach. There's a saying, which is a coach without a coach is a hypocrite. I don't know if you've heard that before, but
no, but I like it.
Like, so for example, you're an expert in your space, which is like fitness training and maximizing VO2 max and things of that nature and leadership. For me, all I do every single day is research biohacking, nootropics, boosting hormones naturally, different supplements, peptides. And so who are you going to go to? Like, in order for you to shortcut your results, you're going to go to an expert to learn from someone who's already put in the 10,000 hours. Like, I kid you not, I've probably spent well over 10,000 hours just diving into the topic of nootropics. And I wanted to, when I was 16 years of age, I was reading every single nootropic book on online. I was researching different articles about different nootropics, and it was such a hyper-focused niche. Like, not many people had even heard of nootropics back then, but over the years, I've accumulated so much knowledge in that area that I've become like truly an expert in that space. And so for someone like yourself, who's like reached out and was interested in learning about my coaching services and also the Limitless course, which you alluded to before, which was, you know, that whole project, that entire undertaking of developing the Limitless course was basically my brother and I, we had a brainstorming session together, and we're like, what can we do to serve as many men as possible? Mm. And how can we put all of my very best, like golden nuggets into one course and condense it into one single like program and course? And that's where the Limitless course was really born, which was just combining all of the very best biohacks from nutrition, lifestyle, sleep, hormones, and sort of condensing that down into a course. And so you basically just alluded to before, Sandra, was around blood work and doing that blood work analysis. You said you're a big fan of self-awareness and self-reflection. Well, the ultimate form of self-awareness is doing the objective analysis, which is your biology. So you're doing the blood work assessment to see what's actually happening inside your inside your body itself.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear you articulate this, but how much of a disservice do you think we are doing if, for example, there would be a large portion of people, and in particular men, who are training really hard, who are eating the right foods, who are trying to dial in the non-negotiables and the basics, like sleep, like recovery. But how can you explain how much of a disservice is it to be doing all of those things, but then not actually relating it back to real data from your blood work?
Well, I mean, the reality is most of those guys just haven't seen what it's like to truly feel optimized. And that's when you really dial in like different parameters associated with blood work. And then we could get into the whole discussion, which is like most doctors out there, good luck trying to get your testosterone checked from your local doctor, because they don't give a shit. They don't care about your biology in that regard. But for people who want to be like the top 1% of the population, like yourself, you know, they want to like maximize their performance and productivity to the next level. Well, that's where reference ranges on blood work is really crucial to understand, because there is such thing as an optimal score for zinc. There's an optimal score for magnesium. There's an optimal score for vitamin B12, for testosterone, for DHT, for prolactin, for cortisol, for all these different hormones that when most guys get their blood work back from their doctor, most of the time it'll say, you know, their results are normal, they're within range and there's nothing wrong. But you and I both know that there is a perfect spot for these nutrients, for these vitamins, which basically will indicate how optimal their body is functioning. And there's no way of actually assessing that unless they do their blood work.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's crazy. The other thing, and I would love you to relate this back to your work, because I know there'll be synergy. In an example, when it comes to coaching and fitness, one of the biggest or most profound thoughts that I had in self-reflection was there was a transition in my time away where I got into owning my own gym, got into the group fitness space, and I kind of had this mindset. And uniquely, maybe it was a point of difference at the time, but I was like, okay. And the best recollection for you would be, say you were giving advice to a very high-end client. It could be a celebrity. It could be someone with high net worth, right? It could be an athlete, Lucas. Now, my perception was, okay, well, I want to ask myself, how would I coach this athlete? So how would I treat them? How would I communicate with them? What level of detail would I go to? How would I cue them? What kind of standards would I demand? Now, I thought about all of those different things that would be the fundamentals of my coaching experience. And then I thought, well, why would I coach the general population any different to the way I would treat that high-level athlete? Nothing changes. Yes, the person and maybe their competency and knowledge is a little bit different, but why don't I hold them to the same standard? Why don't I cue them and coach them with the same intent? Why don't I give them the same education and details? And I felt at the time like that was a real point of difference for me, because my coaching, the way I would coach this, you know, high performance athlete, I took those same fundamentals and practices to the general population. And I feel like right now, drawing a line in the sand, what you're doing and what I experienced is taking all of these things and making sure they're not perceived as only secluded for the 1%. Everyone can be the 1%. You don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to be a high functioning entrepreneur. Everyone has this ability, and they shouldn't perceive it as something that is unattainable. You personally can be the best version of yourself, and relating it back to what we're talking about, the nootropic protocol, the blood work, all of these things are attainable for the general population, the average Joe. No one should see this as something that's not for them, or it's you know, secluded to that high end or that 1% person. So I don't know. Mm. I thought that was a great thought, and I'm sure there's some in some ways that you practice this and have the same passion to. That's why we want to bring this to everyone, and that's why that you're making the Limitless, something like the Limitless course, scalable and accessible for everyone.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the whole intention is, let's develop a course that can serve as many people as possible. And we came to realize over the years, and this is like myself working with hundreds of different clients and seeing all the different comments on my YouTube videos and on my Instagram, and kept on seeing a common theme, which was, you know, what can I use? What can I take for increasing energy? It always came back down to people want more energy, and it doesn't matter what industry they're in. Everyone wants more energy. And so, like, what can we do from like a nutrition, blood work perspective, all of the hormonal perspective to maximize their energy? Because for them, most people perceive, even if they're just, you know, working a corporate job, or they're working for another company, or just like a typical, you know, daily office job, their energy equals productivity. So the higher their energy, the higher their productivity, the more money they make. Simple. So for them, having more energy is the core of the Limitless course, which is designed to teach people how to set up their environment to maximize their energy, how to maximize their sleep, to boost, to wake up feeling refreshed, you know, and revitalized. Because, I mean, if we both, you and I, know the importance of optimizing sleep, I mean, sleep is crucial for recovery, anabolic effects, you know, waking up feeling refreshed and revitalized. And, you know, that was the intention with the Limitless course, was to distill all of these beneficial practices and protocols and different supplementation strategies to really maximize energy. And that energy component is something that 99% of guys who've completed the course have noticed an improvement in their energy levels. So maybe let's hear from yourself, Sandra. I mean, in terms of, you know, what you've gained from the course and my education, talk us through some of those learnings and things you've habitualized into your routine.
Yeah. And I guess to frame this up, Lucas, I think I'm really grateful that I have, you know, I'm 34, and reflecting on my rugby league career, which we spoke about before, man, hindsight's a wonderful thing. And the reason I'm so passionate about sharing this information is I wish I had have had someone in my life as a mentor said, hey, these are some really important things which you should focus on. And I spoke about this in that retreat the other day, Lucas. I think one key thing, when I got injured at a young age, what happened was, and I'll bring this around, what happened was, if you think about it, and I went from, I think I put on what, 13 or 15 kilos, where was my newfound confidence built upon? Well, it was built upon the gym. Right. Mm. So everything that I had now developed, this new player, came from power, strength, and speed. That's how I built my confidence. And that's kind of my experience in conditioning. So unfortunately, now the rest of my rugby league journey was so focused on the gym and my training being the center of confidence and where everything came from, which was unfortunately really detrimental, because although I was the hardest worker in the room and had the greatest work ethic, was my energy being channeled, even though I was very hardworking, in the right areas? And unfortunately, it became very niche and narrow focus to something like the gym. And although not with bad intentions, could I have put focus on other areas like my learning and development, like my sleep, like my supplementation? And none of these things, unfortunately, took the priority that they needed. So in hindsight and reflection, I'm grateful now, but it took me to being in the business environment where it doesn't have the physical difficulty, but man, I'm easily doing 80 plus weeks standard, you know. And now the big thing for me, like you said, is I need to be productive. I need to be focused. I need my energy. So all of these things become really important. And now, because the physical aspect has been taken away in some respects and those demands, now I really need to, or now I'm very aware of placing weight and importance around a sleep routine and protocol. So to start with that, I suppose, firstly, I track my data. So I use Oura Ring. Again, I need the data. I can go to, because I've experienced this. I thought my sleep was fine. And then you track your data and you realize, well, hang on, there's some deficiencies here. And it's very easy. Like, okay, some things I corrected. I used to eat very late. It's extremely disruptive for my sleeping pattern, right? Yep. And then it was light exposure. What am I exposing myself? Now you go and come into my apartment and it's filled with red and orange lights after 7:30 p.m., you know? So,
me too.
You know what I mean? I use the Luminary phone screen protector, which is a blue light protector, which means that I don't have to always wear these bad boys and I can have that protection straight on my phone. So that's handy. But some of these things, they're just not perceived as really important. Until then, you can track it and realize, wow, this is making a significant impact, even as something as simple as wearing the sleep eye mask.
Yeah.
Like, and then adding on the supplementation, in particular, a heavy dose of magnesium, which you recommended to me. The Eclonia Carva is another one that I use. Mm. And then probably recently, the one thing I did play around with, and I definitely don't incorporate this a lot, but I've been traveling a lot recently and I would change time zones. And what I found was just the small application of melatonin over the first 2 days of, say, a 7 or 10 day travel period, I just really tried to hack myself back onto that time zone and getting into that circadian rhythm of the new spot. So look at all these things that I'm now aware of and I'm putting into practice. And you can't say that they're not going to have an impact or an effect on the outcome.
And also, I mean, it's funny because over the years I've heard a number of people who are like not really into the biohacking space, and they claim that a lot of the things that we talk about are just placebo. But you've literally got data on your Oura Ring that proves that it's not placebo. So we're ruling out placebo here. Most of these protocols and things that you're trying are actually having an objective effect on your sleep parameter scores. And just some of these little takeaways that you're mentioning, like avoiding eating before too close to bedtime, using an eye mask, modulating the light in your environment. I mean, these are all micro snippets of behavioral change that can really yield favorable outcomes in terms of adding, like, you know, 2 to 5% more energy to your daily amount of energy, basically. And so, you know, you mentioned before that you're doing like 80-hour weeks, which is absolutely insane and intense in terms of like the sheer output that you're able to generate. I'm probably doing around, I don't know, 65 hour weeks. I've pulled back a little bit just to build up my own.
Yeah, you gotta balance the extremes.
yeah. But like looking at that aspect, I mean, that productivity side is going to be like your ultimate driver. And then another layer to that would be, why do you want to be so productive all the time? Is it because you want to leave a mark? Is it all about legacy? Like what does that mean for you?
It's a great conversation, brother. You know, legacies came up towards the end of last year and I remember it clearly. I had a poor relationship with the word legacy because I had this feeling where legacy is like what you leave behind. So I kind of felt it was a little bit materialistic. And then someone said to me, legacy is not what you leave behind, it's what you leave in people. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's instantly changed it for me. And if I want to make that impact and think about the work that I need to do, the scale, everything that entails, well, I'm going to need to be dialed in. I'm going to need to be focused. I'm going to need to be productive. I'm going to need to have that energy. And you know me, Lucas, and it's pretty obvious. I run on energy. But you know, the biggest thing for me is like, you used to battle with it and you used to question doing this and hard work, but there was a time there for a long time where I would wake up and I was tired. And that for me is like, how are we willing to accept that? You know, like that's bullshit. That is not normal and it does not need to be normal.
It is not normal. And I'm glad you brought that up because there's a number of people who have adjusted and acclimatized to that way of living.
I've been there.
And they forget that there's even another level of, like, you know, that they can unlock 50% more energy, and they've just adapted to that. And they've, like, that's one of the reasons why I even got into biohacking in the first place, man, was because I was like, all right, why is it that some days I'm able to feel really good and other days I'm just not feeling 100% and I'm feeling like maybe 50 to 60% of my performance? I want to minimize the number of bad days and I want to maximize the number of good days. And how do I do that? Well, it's through, like what you mentioned, dialing in sleep, nutrition, optimizing hormones, doing routine blood work, assessing different parameters of health, and you know, all these different things really do make a difference in your in terms of the day-to-day energy. And I think there's like a stigma around wanting to maximize energy in regard. And it's like most people just like have the attitude, which is like, oh, suck it up, princess. You know, that attitude. Yes. Like, so it's a common issue for sure.
And I've been there, and in the sporting culture, that is often, you know, we spoke about at the start, as a man, some of the challenges you face to be a man. And as an athlete, you face those same challenges. But I think one thing in reflection, Lucas, is I want to challenge everyone listening to this to embark on a journey. And I want to know from yourself, biohacking for me, in some respects, is placed on a pedestal. Right. And it's this mystical thing. No, it's not. It's a term, right? But it's not unattainable for everyone. So we shouldn't see it as this thing that's put into the too hard basket or it's not for me. We're simply relating it back to protocols and general practices that can have a positive impact on your life. And if you're not aware of these things or not implementing them, please embark on some sort of personal journey to try and understand it, and start with the small things. Start with the things that don't take any skill, talent, big commitment, and just implement them into your life. Because one thing will happen, and it's been the biggest takeaway for me. When you challenge yourself or you commit to a habit or you commit to a protocol or you commit to some consistency in your routine, what you develop is a new reference point. And I can guarantee you, when you go through, even if it is those 1 or 2 days and you all of a sudden feel amazing, do you think you want to go back to here?
No way.
No way. So let's chase a new reference point. And okay, we may not have the skills to make this habit and unconscious behavior, but let's chase a new reference point, get that feeling of what it feels like to be optimized and energetic. And then you tell me whether you're willing to accept this normal way of living. It won't happen. So that's where we need to go towards. That's what we need to challenge ourselves to try and achieve.
Yeah, 100%, man. I think that's like it's a common mistake I think people make, is just thinking that the way they are has to be that way for forever. And just taking the small leap of, like, you know, looking at my content, looking at the things that I post, looking at the content you post, joining the Limitless course, which we try to make affordable and accessible. It's $50 to access like thousands and thousands of hours of research, all distilled into that one course, which is, you know, put together with the help of, you know, I've interviewed many experts in the space. I've worked alongside numerous coaches and athletes, and I've just come to realize what actually moves the needle the most. And you mentioned this like stigma around this term biohacking. Man, it's funny you mentioned that, because I actually went to see Dr. Andrew Huberman live on Saturday night that just passed. And
yeah,
you know, that was freaking awesome. It was a full fanboy moment on my behalf, because you know I love his content and his work, and I'm sure you do as well.
Of course.
He said something around the word biohacking, and he said, even on stage, he said, you know, he said, oh, look, I'm not a big fan of the word biohacking, because it sounds like you're like wanting to take shortcuts, or you're trying to literally like hack something. So usually the word hack has a negative connotation, because it sounds like you're trying to cheat, slash, like hacking in general sounds like you're penetrating something you shouldn't be allowed to penetrate. For example, hacking a computer, or hacking into you know, that word hack just doesn't sound great. But I would like to maybe redefine that or reword it into something like, this is bio-optimizing. We're just biology optimizing. That's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to optimize our biology to our favor. And I used to love this whole area, which is actually something I haven't really spoken about, which is cosmetic neurology. So women, and most like they'll love to use makeup or get Botox or fillers and all that. They can do their cosmetics, you know, their cosmetic enhancements. Well, why can't everyone do cosmetic neurology enhancements? So upgrading their operating system, their infrastructure in their brain. Like, I just love that. Love that
I
idea.
I love that too. Yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah. But in summary, I'd say, like, you know, we've sort of spoken around the energy. We've spoken about, you know, what it means to have wake up with boundless energy every single day and the impact that you've seen. What about like the key struggles you see most people facing, whether that be like coaches or business owners? Like, what are some of the key struggles you see them facing on a daily basis?
Look, I think it would relate back to consistency, structure, and routine. If there's one thing I've learned, and again, I'll draw this back to my athletic experience. Melbourne Storm arguably is one of the most successful sporting teams, definitely in the NRL, maybe the world, certainly the country. Now, the first question someone would ask me, and this is very relative to the biohacking comment, well, what's the secret? What do they do? You know, and it's like, well, unfortunately, I want to tell you there is no secret. It's ruthless consistency. It's structure and system that empowers you because it's so simple and it's all action and effort based. That's the KPI, effort. And within that, you can thrive. Now, if you think that you are going to function optimally, perform optimally without a plan, without a structure, and without a routine to hold you accountable, you're kidding yourself. So one of the best things, you know, and I'll speak to, let's just say I'm quite disciplined. We would all agree, right? And fairly motivated as well. Now, one of the greatest things that I took away from our work, Lucas, was I could say, yeah, I know that I need to do this and I need to take these supplements. And all of a sudden it's all these things and it goes in the bucket of good intentions. But the moment I had a plan, okay, let's do this, 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 and this for our sleep. Let's look at our blood work and let's reflect. Let's implement this. This is the supplement protocol that we want to take daily, nightly, and across these different weeks. Now I've got a plan and a structure and I thrive. I thrive in those moments. I know exactly what I need to do. I know how I need to do it. And this is what I need to commit to. And I have something tangible to track because I said that this is my routine and this is how I'm going to achieve X and Y. So I just find that as the missing link that doesn't come down to the actual content or the information, but without committing and seeking out a plan, a structure, and a routine that you can apply yourself to consistently, you may as well be shooting in the dark. Like it's just too hard.
100%. And that's actually one of the core drivers behind that process there of having it laid out for you by an expert like myself means that it's removing the guesswork from your end and it's enabling it, leaving it up to me, who's like, I've been there, done that. I've already helped people in the same situation, or I've got protocols written out. Like if you saw how many different like protocol ideas that I have written out, it's actually insane. Just like the Limitless course condenses like the best of the best. But then I've got more behind the scenes, and you know, I've been working on like hundreds of different stack ideas and protocols. And just like you said, when you have a roadmap, you already have the discipline, you already have the willpower. You just needed someone to tell you where to direct that energy and where to place that energy in order to push you above, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5% above your baseline, you know, already. So look, I think, The main takeaway here is this whole like biohacking space, it doesn't have to be fringe. Like you said, it doesn't have to be inaccessible. It can be applied by a majority of the population. It doesn't matter what industry or field they're in, whether they're, whether they're a coach, whether they're a business owner, whether they're working in corporate, whether they're a lawyer, a teacher, they ultimately want a better quality of life. And in order to get that, you know, better quality of life, it's about restructuring their nutrition, optimizing their sleep, you know, focusing on hormones, getting the blood work done. And that's really what we've designed within the Limitless course to enable people to, you know, just really maximize their potential in life.
And bro, even if we like using the Limitless course as an example, we're talking about a $50 or $100 risk. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? Because if you are investing any sort of money on anything that is related to health and fitness, whether it be food, whether it be training, and you're not willing to look at these other areas as important, like sleep, then it just blows my mind. You're doing yourself a disservice because you can't just apply energy and discipline and structure to one thing holistically. And that's probably what I like about the biohacking space. And I love that you've redefined it. Biology optimizing. It's your personal biology that you are trying to hack so it can be at its very best.
Yep.
Like, that's what this is. Like, it's not fringe. And it's not I speak about this all the time at Air Locker Bro. Breathwork and... Well, breathwork in particular, we'll stay on breathwork, right? Because breathwork and meditation are two things that we incorporate into our sessions. Now, these are two things that are seen as this mystical practice. Like, no, I don't need to go to a guru, or I don't need to go to a certain center or location and set everything up to breathe. I breathe 24 hours a day, 25,000 breaths a day. You know what I mean? So it's like, let's take it off the pedestal. The same as meditation. What is meditation? Closing my eyes and trying not to think. Again, I don't need to be in some fancy place with fancy music. It can be done at any time. The things that we're talking about are achievable and attainable. All we need to do is seek the information and commit that, hey, maybe there is better for me personally. Maybe I can optimize myself, my biology, my routine. And that's all it is. So I think that's the first step. If we do that, and then it's like, hey, let's just challenge ourselves to embark on a short-term journey to seek some information, put them things into practice. Let's see if we can get a new reference point and leave the old way of thinking behind.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's accessible, achievable, and attainable, which is exactly what you said there. So for those listening in, if they did want to actually check out the Limitless course, they can literally just go to thelimitlesscourse.com. You'll get access to that there. Sandor's been a big fan of the course. We've had a number of men who've gone through the course who've sworn by it. They've received a lot of benefits and, you know, they've gained a lot and improved their energy levels significantly on a daily basis. But otherwise, if my audience wants to connect with you, Sandor, where can they find you and where can they connect with you as well?
Yeah, so the go-to is obviously going to be through my Instagram platform, Sandor Earl, and driving a lot of content there face-to-face. And the biggest platform for me is through Air Locker Training. And, you know, there's a lot of synergy with what we're trying to achieve, Lucas. And for me, I'm trying to remove those personal limitations that people place on themselves. Mm. And through a space that's a very challenging environment. I don't know if I've asked you this before, Lucas, but I'm on the journey. I recently went to America and I had a couple of really cool meetings. One was with a guy called Jack Feldman. I don't know if you've heard about him on the Andrew Huberman podcast, but
a doctor? Dr. Jack.
Yeah, he's a professor, but they call him the godfather of breathwork. He's doing some amazing work at UCLA. And I recently had a meeting with a group of research scientists at the University of San Diego, arguably one of the leading medical research facilities in the country, in America. And I love the mentality of the scientific group, right? Because, yes, they're skeptic, but they're open-minded. Obviously, they go through many, many different hypotheses, but ultimately it's like, I want the data to support what I think is real. So this is the journey that I'm on with Air Locker Training. And the key thing that I believe we're on the cusp of, which goes away from altitude training, as you may know it, Lucas, is something that professional athletes have either traveled to a terrestrial location at altitude, or they've used some sort of simulated altitude room. And the reason they've done that is to enhance their performance over a short period of time, increase red blood cells so they can perform better at sea level. But we've taken this environment, and I want to ask you one little quick question just to frame it up, Lucas. If I was to ask you, and we were on a deserted island, what are some things that you would need to live? What's some things? First thing that comes to mind?
First thing would be water.
Yep.
Second would be food.
Yeah. Anything else?
And then oxygen.
Hey, my man, of course. Not everyone gets that, but of course you are going to get that. Now, if we look at that, those three examples are great. Food, we can live without for 3 weeks. Water, 3 days. Oxygen, I mean, for you and I, the best part of 3 minutes. If you look at the hierarchy of needs in terms of wellness, there's nothing that we need more than oxygen, which in turn, there is no more powerful survival stress response than taking away someone's oxygen. Unlocking that was the realization that if we can expose people to the most powerful controlled stress environment, and we understand the benefits of the ice bath and the sauna and what this uncomfortable, stressful event can do for in terms of that physiological response. But by placing yourself in a reduced oxygen environment, you are placing yourself under the most potent controlled stress. Now, if we can expose you to this consistently and challenge you through the tools of a strength and conditioning workout to remain calm, control your emotional state and composure, and use the tools, the two things we can control, which is our breath and our choices and thoughts, and we can train you as a genuine method to build mental strength and resilience rather than just being buzzwords, we're on the cusp of something really great. So now I love the ice bath and the sauna, and I love what it does. And if you look at their blueprint, they've gone from credibility to science to influence, right? And Dr. Andrew Huberman's a big advocate of that. But if we look at altitude training, what I am trying to do is pioneer a movement around altitude training as a hybrid program where you can get an amazing workout, but you can also at the same time be challenged mentally through a very powerful controlled stress environment. And I believe that we can have a huge effect on all areas, not only physical performance and results, but even going as far as a genuine method to rewire our nervous system and get people who suffer with PTSD, stress, trauma, anxiety out of that constant state of fight or flight. So we're on the cusp of something really special, and the platform is the home of Altitude Air Locker Training. And my job and journey is to pioneer this and hopefully have a massive impact on the world, both mentally and physically.
Man, I love that. And also as part of that would be, I'm pretty sure you've heard of the quote, which is the presence of oxygen is the absence of disease, which I think Gary Brecker said that on Joe Rogan's podcast. And man, anything that we can do as humans to optimize oxygen transport and utilization across the body, such as training at altitude or in an air locker environment, is automatically going to make life easier when you're not at altitude. So you're basically building up your stress tolerance capacity when you're leaving the studio, when you're leaving the session. You're basically building up your stress tolerance capacity, and you're able to face many of life's challenges a lot more easier. You've got more discipline, you've got more energy to cope, because ultimately better oxygen utilization equals better energy, period. Like more oxygen utilize it. But this is why professional athletes, this is why, you know, Lance Armstrong and elite level cyclists were blood doping, because more red blood cells equals more oxygen carrying capacity. And that by itself is a predictor of early mortality. Those that have high levels of VO2 max live longer. And that's a fact. We've seen studies presenting that grip strength is important, but also aerobic conditioning and VO2 max. The higher the VO2 max, the better predictability in terms of longevity. And so doing a single session, what is it, 20 minutes in air lockers, like equivalent?
It's basically the equivalent of double the work. So that's another great attribute. And I mean, the beauty of this is it caters to all ends of the spectrum, Lucas. Like for me, who's looking for that 5 to 10% performance edge, great. This is going to be an additional challenge. But for those on the other end of the spectrum who are inexperienced, who don't have a high training level or capacity, or even an older generation, they don't need the same load and intensity to get results. So it's great for them as well. So the application of altitude, we are redefining how it is used and how it can be accessed to the wider population, not just for professional athletes. And as you said, we train in the extreme to survive. So in life, we can thrive. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, no, it's excellent. Such good stuff. I'll leave that linked in the podcast show notes as well. But Sandor, pleasure chatting, man. Always great to connect. And we'll definitely be in touch. Keep doing what you're doing.
Likewise, brother. I really appreciate your time.
Awesome.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.